At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I joke with Bink all the time because last time you filled in, you were telling me about fourth down stat after stat after stat.
Look for some,
and it was a good one because the Chiefs continue to be very good on fourth down. You called me yesterday. I was driving home from the studio, and you're like, "Hey, man, we were talking about the show for today," and you said, "I got another fourth down, another fourth down stat for you. I got a deeper dive." And I said, "All right, I saw it.
You never know. I said, maybe you like it, maybe
and I said, "Don't tell me." Okay. I said, "Save it for the show." I said, do not tell me on the phone. I don't want to hear it. You got to tell me on the show. So here we are.
Here we are.
What's the latest? How are they doing on fourth downs again, offensively and defensively?
So here's the thing. Will anybody ask questions? Because we've heard the Andy Reid ad nauseum about him going for it, his aggressive style. Mm-hmm. 80% going for it on fourth down. Someone did mention a few weeks ago, forgot who it was, they did mention the defense barely. But to me, that is even more impressive than what they're doing on offense. And when you think about kind of the resurgence of the Chiefs, they're scoring more points. They are number two in the NFL in points per drive. It's not a Pro Football Focus stat. That's actually a real stat where the Chiefs average 2.83 points every drive they're on the field. That's number two, only behind the Indianapolis Colts. So that is important. That shows when Patrick Mahomes and the offense is out there, they're extremely productive. You know, number two in the NFL as far as production when he goes out on the field, which is huge. So the key is putting him out there more because people are talking, well, this offense is scoring points. They're going on fourth down. Yes, that's true. That's true. But let's not forget, when the defense makes a stop, they put Mahomes and the offense back out there in good field position typically to get points, and we're seeing that materialize with actual points. But they're at 23.5% now with teams going for the Chiefs. Seventh most in the NFL. So it's not like teams aren't going for it on fourth down. Seventh most times in the NFL. And this has dropped. They've been number one in the NFL twice in Mahomes' years. They average 57% teams do on fourth down against the Chiefs. Teams are continuing drives. So if you're playing the Chiefs in the previous years, you know, seven straight AFC title games, you got to do something creative, and that's put touchdowns instead of field goals mm-hmm. and going for it on fourth down, which analytically you would say, Go for it on fourth down because it was better than a coin flip chance. Matter of fact, his first year, it was at 67% success rate, and that was the third most attempts in the NFL against the Chiefs. So that was way better than a coin flip going for it on fourth down against the Chiefs. You understand how frustrating that was. Teams would go for it on fourth and two, fourth and three. They'd continue that drive. Mahomes would sit over there on the sideline, and you're like, damn it, and get Mahomes back out there. Well, now he's getting back out there because now they're number one in the NFL, 23.5% chance. So basically, less than one in four teams have on going for on fourth down. And the seventh most attempts, and that was at third. So now teams may be getting the memo a little bit. And I know the Chiefs had the bye week, getting the memo a little bit that it's not always better than a coin flip chance going forward on against the Chiefs on the fourth down because you're putting Mahomes back out there. So now you have to think about it. Obviously, Buffalo, it was going through their mind, but they were good on third down, 7 or 12 on third down. They only went for it once on fourth down. They were 0 for 1. And then Mahomes went back on the field real quickly. But I think teams are starting to realize how good they are on fourth down defense because they shaved half of their average from 57 down to 23.5% on their fourth down defense, which to me is significant. We keep asking Andy all the time about the fourth down offense and all this. It is actually the defense that has made pretty much one of the biggest improvements in the NFL.
It's massive. It's such an advantage if you have that. If these other teams are going to, and I think these other teams, including Denver on Sunday, should stay as aggressive as they have been. Like just because of those numbers, I don't think the Broncos, to me, it's a mistake.
4 of 17.
If the Broncos, who are well aware of that number, obviously, if they're not aggressive because they're like fearful, to me, that's a mistake. Like if I'm Denver, I'm whatever aggressiveness that I have been all year or was planning on being against the Chiefs, if I'm Denver, I would still do that. Like I understand how good the Chiefs have been on fourth down. It's awesome.
But they don't have an analytics guy. They're going, wait a minute. We don't have the chance that we used to do.
I think it would be a mistake, though. It'd be great for the Chiefs if all of a sudden you're a team and you say, oh, we can't go for fourth downs because this team stops teams on fourth. I don't think that's a smart way to approach
it. You're a gambling guy, yeah. Alex. Obviously, there's a 57% chance. It's a pretty damn good chance, especially when you have most attempts in the NFL. But now it's 23.5%. Which chance are you doing? Because you're a gambling man. You look at odds. You look at statistics when you're playing poker. You think about the odds. But 23.5% is much, much different than 57% chance. That makes you actually think about throwing that punter back on the field.
No question it is. I would say part of the equation, though, too, is if the Chiefs offense is back, if you think the Chiefs offense is a threat, it's not just the percentage in that circumstance of, you know, of not getting it. It's the percentage of your win percentage if you convert it too, right? It's not just teams are only converting at blank percentage. Just because other teams are not converting on that fourth down doesn't mean that I'm not, right? Like
keep in mind, teams are 4 and 17. And keep in mind, two of those are like tush pushes. So it's even better than that, not playing the Eagles with the tush push. The actual percentage is actually better for the Kansas City Chiefs, less than 20% success rate. So it makes you think because all of a sudden you have number 15 in the offense in really good field position, which, you know, just 5-10 yards puts Harrison Butker on the field for a field goal, or they can get a touchdown, which they've converted more of those lately.
Now, on the offensive side, I said this yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago. I want the Chiefs coming out of the bye week not to differ on their aggressiveness. Right? I want that to stay the same. To me, it's been one of the biggest pluses to the first 9 weeks of the season for Kansas City, 9 games of the season for Kansas City, which is how effective they've been going for fourth down, how often they have. I hope that when they do their self-scout, they recognize that that's been such a plus for them. I don't want them to go into this game, and I don't think they will, on Sunday against the Broncos and be a little more conservative and play that style of game. I think that's a mistake. I think it's been a huge benefit for them to be aggressive, whether they're on their own 45 or their opponent's 45, that they're going for these fourth and ones, fourth and twos, fourth and threes.
And it's been much more, well, the Chiefs always been good on fourth down. That's the thing. That's why you always wanted to go for it. For instance, 2022, 75% success rate for the Chiefs. 50% chance in 2023. 24 goes up to 71%. This year's at 80%. Now, keep in mind, they only went for it on fourth down 17 times last year. They've already done that 15 times this year, so it's much different. But the percentages of the Chiefs going for it offensively on fourth down are very, very, very favorable, much more than a coin flip chance to get it. My thing is
that's the defense,
because to me, that's the story. And I know Andy Reid and the offense, offensive line, but he's the head coach. He's, you know, understands that because his offense is getting on the field more with more opportunities because of how damn good this defense has been on fourth down.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.